Ruben Frank has seen a lot of Eagle seasons, you know, covering the Birds for a while now. NBC Sports Philadelphia, of course, one of our own here on WIP. First time we've talked to him in the season this year, Mr. Ruben Frank. Good morning, Rube.
Guys, how's it going?
We're doing good. So, Rube, I referenced that you've seen seasons because I want to start with this reality and just put this out there before we go any further. The 1995 Eagles, as you know, started 1-3, made the playoffs, won a playoff game. The 03 Eagles started 0-2, got to 12 wins, won a playoff game. The 2013 Eagles started 1-3, got to the playoffs. I say that to say early season struggles can be misleading at times. To that, I ask you, Ruben, did we as a town overreact to just one loss, or is it actually as bad as a lot of us kind of think?
Didn't you ask me that at 4 o'clock Sunday?
So true.
Yeah, it's hard to tell this early, and you're right. I mean, we've seen a lot of teams kind of figure things out as they go, and this is a new team with a lot of new players and new coaches, new schemes and all that, but I mean, that was really bad. I mean, you give up a 70-yard touchdown drive.
Yeah.
That never should have happened. And I think coming on the heels of last year's blown leads and the concern that this is in these guys' heads now, that if we're up with 2 minutes left in a one-possession game, somebody's going to mess up and we're going to lose this game. That's my biggest concern is just that. And, you know, and this is the thing Nick's supposed to be good at is kind of setting that culture. But I worry about that part of it. And if they're up 3 on Sunday with 2 minutes left, let's see how they respond.
Our defense got destroyed by the weak side zone run. How do we fix that? And what prevents teams like the Saints and every team we play moving forward from making that the template against our defense?
Yeah, I mean, the only answer, you're not going to get new players. You know, you drafted all these guys, you know, in the first round, and you got a lot of assets devoted to that defensive line, both draft picks and financially. I don't know. You can't get different players, so you just got to hope they can figure some things out and be more assignment sound and make plays. I don't know beyond that. I mean, they have what they have. They've got better linebackers than last year, but not good linebackers. So
we thought they were great after week one. Man, felt like they sort of fell off a bit in week two. This whole idea this week.
29 points in week one. It's not like they shut down the Packers either.
True that. So Vic Fangio, is he performing up to snuff, or is it the players who are underperforming? This week, we've heard a lot about Clint Kubiak and this Saints offense. Who wins that matchup, Clint Kubiak versus Vic Fangio?
Yeah, I don't think any of this is on Vic. I think that the talent is it's there. It's not meshing. It's not developing. I go right to the three Georgia guys. I mean, for me, that's where it starts. Bryce Huff, the three Georgia guys, they're just underachieving so much. And at some point, maybe it's not underachieving. It's just
Bryce Huff is this his identity? I don't know. Is he capable?
Putting him in a role that he's not capable of. And the whole narrative was he was going to learn it. He was going to get better at it. But he can't play the run. He can't play on first down. You can't put him out there. I don't care how much you paid him.
So we're back to where the Jets were last year.
Yeah, exactly. Except you're paying him more. And you don't have Reddick. So it's look when you look at Howie's moves on defense over the last couple of years, you got to wonder. I mean, between the Georgia guys and Bryce Huff and all that.
And Rube, your phone's zapping out there for a second, but we got you back here. So Rube, let me ask you this about Bryce Huff, and you're going to be the second person this week I've asked this question to. I don't know the answer, and you probably don't, but I'm going to ask it. Is he trying his hardest?
I think the effort's there, which is I wish it wasn't because that would be an easy fix.
Right.
But, the effort's there. He's just getting washed out just every snap. I kind of was concerned about the run stuff, but the fact that he's getting washed out as a pass rusher, that's even more concerning because he's a guy who had 10 sacks last year, so you kind of expect them to pressure the quarterback, but that's just not happening either.
Ruben, let me ask you about Jalen Hurts. I'm curious, early part of year five of his career now, do you feel the arrow is pointing up, down, or just holding steady where it was last year, however that would be defined?
Yeah, he's a tough one because he's done some good things in both games. And there's been moments where he's kind of like, oh, this is the Jalen of 2022.
Yeah.
And you feel good about where he is. And there's clearly something there. He's got something special. But then, you know, he just keeps sabotaging it with these mistakes late in games, you know, just unnecessary risks. So I do consider that he's played for like 17 different offensive coordinators and all that. But I don't think it's pointing too far down, but it's certainly not pointing up. I think he'll always be a functional, good quarterback, but I know he's capable of more. And I don't know what it's going to take. It's going to take him. I mean, he's got weapons around him. Obviously, he missed AJ the other day, but he's got. I think Kellen's a good coordinator. He's got a good position coach. He should be better than he's playing.
And so, it sounds like the offense is not where you expected it to be, Ruben. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, I expect a little bit more. The turnovers certainly have derailed a lot of good looking drives. The defense, you kind of knew they were going to have some growing pains and some struggles with all the newness. I thought they were going to be unstoppable on offense, and they've been pretty good at times, but they haven't been unstoppable, and that's because of the turnovers. So I mean they're still averaging 27 points a game. I figure if they can clean up the turnovers, Jalen can find a way to stop throwing these interceptions. And that are all just, they're not like great plays by the defense. They're just like really bad judgment.
Yep.
So if he can clean that up, they have, the O-line's been great. Saquon, even with the drop, has been really good, really good. They have the weapons. They have everything in place to be like a 32 points per game offense. Just can't turn the ball over.
Ruben, who wins the game Sunday?
Well, until the Eagles prove they can stop somebody, I'm going to go with the Saints, and they're scary what they can do on offense. And you know, it's a short week; it's a road trip. The Saints on that fast field down at the Superdome, you know, they got Olave, they got Rashid Shaheed, and they got Kamara. They just got so many weapons, and the Eagles haven't stopped anybody yet.
Yep.
So maybe, like Joe said in the open, I mean, we've seen. Like the Miami game, like they were averaging like 40 points a game, and they, you know, the Eagles held them to like, what, 13, 14. So it can happen. If they go out there and play well, they can, you know, they certainly play
they
better
know.
Than the first two games. They can be in the game, but I have to see it before I can pick them to win.
They need players to play better. Ruben, great stuff, man. We'll talk to you this season a lot. Thanks, Ruben.
All right, guys.
I can't believe we're where we are. Ruben's saying we're going to lose this game. You're saying we're going to lose this game. The Saints, they're better than what everyone expected, but everyone thought the NFC South was going to be a disaster. Like, they are better than what was expected.